Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, AM 1030, KVOI.com, The Voice, your intelligence officer. What the deep state and fake news is doing to Trump, they did to me. But they are not really after me or him. They're after you. I was a DEA special agent that exposed DEA boss Leonhardt running drugs into the U.S. via the Sinaloan cartel. So she targeted me, but she had to resign in disgrace for DEA agents having sex with cartel prostitutes. Holder targeted me, too, by my Christian faith, but resigned in disgrace for contempt of Congress. Mike Comey was a corrupt agent named Rusty McMillan who faked an investigation and leaked a phony document spread by a black contact-wearing troll, Jared Armitage, an anarchist named Donald Riefler, and Michael Pierce, who, like FBI agent Peter Strzok, was having an affair. But like Trump, after all their lies and schemes, I was never convicted of anything. Until Trump, nobody took on the deep state, and until me, nobody exposed them. Now, together, we are restoring our republic. This is the Prather Point. So you can support the Prather Point at gogetfunding.com. You should get your car crisis ready because things are going to get worse at Perfection Auto Works. You should exercise your Second Amendment rights at Diamondback Tactical. And you can learn to defend yourself at BujinkanUSA.com. My dojo's been in town for 29 years. And I just finished teaching an armed guard class Friday and Saturday. We were on the range to a bunch of new armed guards and some veterans in there too and some old timers. And that was really rewarding. And Warrior School still does security work. If you need unarmed or armed guard security work, we do both. I've worked with a lot of schools, synagogues, churches. And by the way, Good Yontif, Rosh Hashanah starts tonight, 10 days of awe. So that is important to my Jewish listeners. So a lot of stuff to cover today. And in local news, Sarita, a man, was arrested on child porn. And two men were indicted by Arizona State Grand Jury on soliciting sex from undercover agents to minors. And this is, again, emblematic of what's going on nationwide, how Trump has turned on his former NYPD detective, his head of security, onto going after all the child crimes. And we've talked a lot about that, and we're going to talk more about that because so many people get away, on the left anyway, get away with violating all kinds of stuff. I'm beginning to think that the other law for the elite, like Clinton and Obama and Holder, is that if they're doing something political, they say, well, it's just political, so they get away with it. And I'm beginning to think that Trump has recognized that, and so he is targeting all of these child crime folks. Remember, Uber in Utah, which has now been taken over, I believe, by Durham, is one of the things he was investigating Clinton for was child crimes. And of course, Epstein was committing child crimes. An update on the Epstein debacle, which we haven't heard any. Where's the FBI on that? Nothing. We're hearing nothing. From what I hear from my sources, Epstein did not die in his cell. He was alive outside of his cell. I hear it was an assassin connected with MI6 to keep Prince Andrew from getting into further trouble. And here we came through the vents. So that's what I know about that. I also, as I said before, I've heard that Epstein was sponsored by Mossad so that they could run honeypot operations so that it could have information on people. But I already have a caller, so I always want to talk to my callers. And Charles, welcome to the show.
Hi. I wanted to ask you a quick question, Jeff. I wanted to ask you about Epstein, and you're starting to talk about it. Has anybody in the media run down the connections between Epstein and some of the high rollers in terms of supplying them underage women or supplying them flights to the, what was that called, the Lolita Express? Has anybody done any investigative journalism on it, or have there been any dimes dropped here or there about it?
This is Charles Heller, right? I just saw you,
yep.
Right? Yeah. Good Yontif again, and a fellow firearms instructor and freedom supporter from way back. And we've talked about that a lot. The mainstream media, what I call the propaganda press, has, of course, ignored all of those stories because they're wrapped up in those stories as well. But there have been citizen journalists who have gone into that quite a bit. For example, over in New Mexico, the New Mexico state government just took away all of Epstein's rights to his land leases over there. He had some buffalo over there. I also heard that there were some cocaine being run in the buffalo. That's not unheard of. In Douglas, they used to open up the sides of cows coming across from Agua Prieta and put cocaine in there as well. But there's a lot of young girls that have come out and said that. I've seen some videotape too, some really pretty horrifying videotape of it looks like an altar inside that so-called temple in those underground tunnels. But
in New Mexico?
In New Mexico. Well, now I'm talking about the island. But he had the place in New York, he had the island, and he had the ranch, Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. But the mainstream media is not going to talk about that because they're wrapped up in that, because Hollywood is wrapped up in that, and we're going to start to see more of that. And I think that's a big thing that Trump is uncovering, because while everybody may look the other way at so-called political crimes, that they are certainly not overlooking all of these child crimes. And it's very emblematic of what's happening right here in Arizona, of what's happening nationwide. There's just tons of those. And I'm going to talk about all that as well. But I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, the buffalo thing doesn't surprise me because Epstein's been buffaloing people for a long time.
That's a bad one.
But low power jokes over here after 3 p.m. All right, thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too. You too. Thanks. Charles has always been very kind and helpful getting me started on KVOI. So, but again, as I'm always saying, Arizona is the center of saving our republic. The corruption, the fall of the beginning of the fall of our republic began with Fast and Furious right here. And I was involved in that because we're gun central and personal freedom is insured by personal weaponry. And it's continuing there with illegal immigration. And it's continuing with a lot of these illegal children. 35% or more have no DNA relation to those bringing them up across the border, and they're disappearing. And I'm going to get into that even more because, no, the deep state media is not covering that, and the deep state and fake news. Something you may not have also heard a lot about is this recently deceased abortionist, Dr. Ulrich George Klopfer in Crete, Illinois. This month they found at his house 2,246 babies' remains. In cardboard boxes in sealed plastic. And that is the truth about the abortionists. And again, the left is always lying about everything because they have been taken over by the communists, and communism is a total lie. And at the base level, it's an adversarial lie. But this is what pro-life folks like me and others have been saying all along. And they were preserved in formalin. And these babies were killed from 2000 to 2002. So 2000 in 2 years. So we don't know what happened to the rest. But again, this is what the left thinks of babies and children. Not all the left, but certainly the hardcore extreme left, which has taken over the Democratic Party, has no regard for children or life. And we're seeing that across the board. And I'm gonna give you plenty of evidence of that as we move forward. So, of course, the big story that the media is putting out there is that Trump was somehow manipulating Ukraine And of course, last show I talked about how it was actually the firmware, a Ukraine intelligence officer exposed that the Clintons had been involved in manipulating those elections. And of course, you got to remember back who invaded Putin, Russia invaded Ukraine and took over the Friendship Pipeline so they could control over 50% of the natural gas in Europe. And Obama did virtually nothing about that and leaned over and said, you know, tell Putin right after I get reelected, I'll have more room. So again, it goes back to whatever they're accusing us of, they are actually doing. And the reason they got to do this is because if Trump unleashes Barr and Durham as he has, and they have a real attorney general and real investigations, as I've said for 10 years, they're going to start tripping over all of the illegal activities from the Obama administration. That's coming true. Everything I have said is coming true. But I've already overrun my first break, so let's get ready to go to a break here. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. We'll be right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, back with you. So that was Mike Emery's great fake news commercial, my first and most loyal sponsor. And I got to also stop in and see Doug. Want to get some new weapons that are coming out. But that is very interesting about the Friendship Pipeline and the fake news. And what's interesting now is, to me, is now the bad guys are using this term whistleblower. Of course, for years now, guys like me have been exposing the truth through whistleblowing. My friend Jay Dobbins went for years and spent $500,000 until the judge died, even though he won the case. And the judge decided that seven DOJ attorneys had lied and coached witnesses. Same thing that happened with me. And I have affidavits to prove that and everything. But now, we ran through this whole thing that Hillary servers were intercepted by the Chinese and five other hostile intelligence services. But now we're seeing that after the phony investigation, which was set up by the left working with the Russians. Remember, Kevin Steele was working with a Russian, and that was disinformation. And we went through the Mueller report, and the Mueller report was just totally false. Remember, it says the Russians hacked. And remember, I did a whole show or several shows on Bill Blinney and Montgomery at the NSA saying that that's not true. There's no way it could have been downloaded that way. It had to have been through a stick, and that was a thumb drive, and that was probably Seth Rich. And we've done deep dives on that before. So none of that worked. And so now they are desperately trying to do the same thing again, except this time they're trying to do it with a whistleblower who is CIA, who doesn't have firsthand information. And they just changed the whistleblower. So there's a standard. There's a government form. Of course, they took that off of the DOJ website under Obama. But now they just changed it that you don't have to have firsthand information to be a whistleblower. They just changed the law. Interesting that, don't you think? They changed the law. You don't have to have firsthand information or second information. So, well, I heard, well, I think. And so we're going to go through all that again. And so, you may be wondering, gosh, this is so stupid. And you listen to the Democrats get up there, Nadler getting up there, and he just looks ridiculous as Jim Jordan and other guys tear him apart. They don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, we're doing an official impeachment. No, we're not doing an official impeachment. We're just talking about it. We can't do it. So let me tell you, here's my prediction and my prophecy is Trump wins in a landslide. Remember, I had Mike Emery on the phone. He called in last show, and I said, Mike, you know, how many of your customers, you know, are Trump supporting? Because probably 85%, maybe even more. Probably everybody wouldn't say that. Because I said, how many bumper stickers, Trump bumper stickers? Oh, none. And I go to other shops too, same thing, because nobody wants their car torn up. Although you can go on Instagram and Facebook, you can see guys putting on MAGA hats and walking through airports and laughing. It's real funny. You can see white guys, black guys, Hispanic guys all doing that. every once in a while you'll see somebody and they're walking through a California airport. So the first is Trump's going to win in a landslide because people are tired of all the lies and people are tired of being called racist, Nazis, terrorists, whatever, you know, we're being called this week. Because again, you know, they went after me. They're going after Trump, but they're not really after me and they're not really after Trump. They're really after you. And they're going to control you. You know, Beto, hell yeah, we're going to take your guns. Yeah, that ain't going to happen either, by the way. Almost 2 years of two decades of GWAT, no one is going to give up their guns. So that's going to be a landslide. And they're also, the impeachment is not going to work either. There's nothing there to be impeached for. Schiff had to lie so much. He made a parody, he called it. No, he just lied. Just like Obama lied. Just like Hillary lied. Rice is out there. Rice, Benghazi's video is lying again. The left is always lying. And whatever they're accusing us of, they're actually doing. But I do want to address something. So Mike, if you're listening, you know, last year, like, hey, nothing's changed. You know, what's going on? And really, you know, I said, that's not true. And Mark called in and said, yeah, that's not true. So here's just some of the stuff that's been going on. 4 million new jobs been created since the election. More Americans are now employed now than ever before in our history. Jobless claims at lowest level in five decades. That's 50 years. The economy has achieved the longest positive job growth streak on record. Job openings are at an all-time high and outnumber job seekers for the first time on record. Unemployment claims at a 50-year low. African American, Hispanic, and Asian American unemployment rates have all recently reached record lows. Of course, African American employment, the lowest ever. Hispanic unemployment, 4.5%. Asian American unemployment at a record low of 2%. Women's unemployment, recently at the lowest rate in nearly 65 years. Youth unemployment recently reached its lowest level in more than 50 years. July 2018's youth unemployment rate of 9.2 was the lowest since July 1966. Veterans unemployment recently hit its lowest levels in nearly two decades. Unemployment rate for Americans without a high school diploma recently reached a record low. Rate for disabled Americans of unemployment hit a record low. Blue-collar jobs recently grew at the fastest rate in more than three decades. 85% of blue-collar workers believe their lives are headed in the right direction. Those are, you know, blue dog Democrats. They used to be anyway. That's the walk-away movement. You want to see what's really going on? Go on Instagram and look at the walk-away movement. Last year, job satisfaction among American workers hit its highest level since 2005. Now, two-thirds of Americans right now is a good time to find a quality job. Economy's added more than 400,000 manufacturing jobs. My dad, if you're listening, manufacturing's coming back. My dad had three manufacturing plants in the old days. Small business optimism has hit historic highs. And by the way, most businesses in America are small business. I was just talking to Maurice about buying local with small businesses like his, like Handyman, and also like Perfection Auto Work, and also like Diamondback Tactical with Doug. Manufacturers are more confident than ever. 95% of U.S. manufacturers are optimistic about the future. Of course, the Chinese are going to get real worried, and I'll get into that in a little bit, because they've tried to take over our manufacturing, and Trump realizes that as well. Investment is flooding back in. Over $450 billion has already poured back into the U.S., including more than $300 billion in the first quarter back of 2018. Retail sales have surged. Workers' productivity is highest that it's been in the last 3 years. Deregulation, that's a big one. Oh my gosh, because I can tell you, you know, there's so much, too many laws. Massive deregulation, completing 22 deregulatory actions for every one regulatory action entered during Trump's first year of office. That is awesome. It's 22 out for one in. I just would be happy with 1-3 ratio. Legislation signed to roll back costly and harmful provisions of Dodd-Frank. Federal agencies achieved more than $8 billion in lifetime net regulatory cost savings. Roll back to Obama's burdensome waters of the U.S. rule. That's where the puddles on somebody's land could be called U.S. federal water. That was ridiculous. Tax cuts, of course. That was the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history by signing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Increase the exemption for the death tax to save family farms and small business. Farms are the backbone of the world. Everybody always thinks that farmers are stupid and they can just kill farmers. Stalin did that. Khmer Rouge did that. Small businesses can now deduct 20% of their business income. There's been cuts, dozens of special interest tax breaks, and closed loopholes for the wealthy. 9 in 10 American workers are expected to see an increase in their paychecks. More than 6 million American workers have received wage increases. Over 100 utility companies have lowered electric, gas, or water rates thanks to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Trump established a national council for the American worker to develop a national strategy for training and retraining American workers for high-demand industries. I remember that, seeing that at the White House. That was an excellent meeting. He signed the first Perkins CTE reauthorization since 2006, authorizing more than $1 billion for states each year to fund vocational and career education programs. That will change in 20 years. Colleges and universities will not be writing off these student loans and propagandizing and socializing our sons and daughters away from us when we send them. They're not going to exist. They're going to go out. They're going to be like warrior school with journeyman courses. That makes a big difference. Domestic infrastructure is not there yet, but they would utilize $200 billion in domestic spending for infrastructure. Executive order expediting environmental laws. Federal agencies have signed the One Federal Decision Memorandum of Understanding, streamlining the federal permitting process for infrastructure projects. Rural Prosperity Task Force and signed an executive order to help expand broadband access. That is really, really important. Signed an executive order to help minimize the financial burden felt by American households. Signed legislation to improve the National Suicide Hotline. Signed the most comprehensive childhood cancer legislation ever into law. Signed right to try legislation expanding health care options for terminally ill patients. Enacted changes to Medicare 340B program, saving seniors an estimated 320 million drugs. On drugs in 2018 alone. FDA set a new record for generic drug approvals in 2017. Released a blueprint to drive down drug prices for American patients. That's been a lot in the news lately, and I do intelligence work in that area. Cut Obamacare's burdensome individual mandate penalty. That's huge. USDA invested more than $1 billion in rural health care in 2017, improving access to health care for 2.5 million people in rural communities with the meth and fentanyl scourge. That is really, really important. Reinstated, expanded the Mexico City policy to keep foreign aid from supporting the global abortion industry. Overturned Obama's administration midnight regulation prohibiting states from defunding certain abortion facilities. Signed an executive order to help ensure that religious organizations are not forced to choose between violating their religious beliefs by complying with Obamacare's contraceptive mandate or shutting their doors. Remember who Holder, Obama's attorney general, went after? Those dastardly little sisters of the poor. That's who he went after. That's who Holder was going after. Those little sisters of the poor. They're really scary guys. Did you know that, John? No? Not even smiling at me. Uh-oh. So, opioid summit on the administration-wide efforts to combat opioid crisis. There's so many of these. I'm running over. So I will skip page. DOJ secured its first ever indictments against Chinese fentanyl manufacturers. So for my Ohio listeners, for Tom there, we're doing something about that. Declared an opioid nationwide public health emergency in 2017. More U.S. Circuit Court judges confirmed in the first year in office than ever. More than 24 U.S. Circuit Court judges followed through on the promise to nominate judges to the Supreme Court who will adhere to the Constitution. It's not a living document. That's why they wrote it down. It's on paper. signed the executive order directing the Attorney General to develop a strategy to more effectively prosecute people who commit crimes against law enforcement officers. That is certainly needed. There's a lot of law enforcement officers suiciding, FAMs, for my federal agent folks who are listening, the FAM suicide rate is way up there. I know that. We'll talk about that. There's so many pages of this that I cannot say it all, but conducted Operation Cross Country 11 to combat human trafficking, rescuing 84 children and arresting 120 human traffickers. Those are the illegals coming up in the caravans. Border security, it's on another station, but secured $1.6 million for border wall construction, and citizens are building the border as well. Justice worked with partners in Central America to secure criminal charges against more than 4,000 MS-13 members. Border Patrol agents arrested 220 illegal immigrants. And I think they've got like 20,000, if I got somebody who wants to call in anonymously, a border agent. Know some of you guys are listening too, but I know the Mexican number of border agents and border troops on the border is now like 20,000 or something. And Guatemala's in on that too. It's another thing you're not going to hear in the propaganda press. Anyway, I've got pages and more pages of the relentless work that Trump has done. And I'm just running out of time to continue to go over that because I'm 5 minutes over for my next break. Seeing if I'm... presidential memorandum to declare the Dakota Access Pipeline. I know Lakota and Dakota people that is very controversial. I know that old treaty that government's still violating that, and that even when they moved it's on treaty land that government betrayed. Understand that is an injustice. And also, I keep getting, I want to mention Chief Bald Eagle, who died, a great American 82nd Airborne. So I keep getting different soldiers and some Native and some non-Native telling me that he just passed and that he was an awesome American hero as well, was in Dances with Wolves. Historic summit with North Korean president. Don't forget about that. Taking care of all strong sanctions against Venezuela. We got a lot of the illegals coming up. Just so much, so much. Expelled dozens of Russian intelligence officers from the United States. Banned the use of Kaspersky Lab software on government computers due to the company's ties to the Russian intelligence. Huh, funny how Obama didn't do that, isn't it? And, okay, well, I will stop. I'm running way over, but a lot has been done. It's just that they're not telling you about it. They don't want to tell you about it because that's not what they want you to know. Signed the Veterans Accountability Act. Anyway, there's even more, but I'm running way over. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Back with you. So if you want to call into the show, it's 520-790-2040. If you want to call Warrior School during the week, that's 520-241-7690. But I'm not answering that phone right now because I'm on the air. You can also email me at info@warriorschool.com. I know some of you are asking stuff about Q. And A-Chan's coming back up shortly. Q-Proof's out there. So to wrap up that segment, I've got signed the Veterans Accountability Act. That's a big deal for me. Delivered more appeals, 81,000. Signed legislation of $86.5 billion for the Department of Veterans Affairs. VA Mission Act. Veterans Choice Quality Empowerment Act. Worked to shift veterans' electronic medical records to the same system of DOD. Pages and pages. VA employees are being held accountable for poor performance because we had vets dying up there in Phoenix. Just doing so much good for children and for veterans. And meanwhile, this whole phony impeachment and quid pro quo, when it was Biden on videotape threatening, blackmailing, extorting Ukraine. So But Nadler and Schiff are out there really pushing this narrative, which, you know, begs the question, why are they so pushing this narrative? Well, so let's get into that. Schiff is head of the Intelligence Committee. So I've been telling you for a long time now about all the corruption going inside in the intelligence community and the Department of Justice. That's what the deep state is, folks. The deep state is the executive branch areas that you can't get into. So military, law enforcement, and intelligence, it's all under the commander-in-chief. Everything I did was under the commander-in-chief. Military, you know, there are covert units, and I know some of you guys are listening too, so glad to have you guys listening too. I won't mention who you're with or your names or anything, but glad you're tuning in as well. The intelligence community is running on its own. You know, Tucker on Fox this week had a thing of how Truman regretted forming the CIA from the OSS, from the Office of Strategic Services. Out of the OSS came two things, Special Forces, Green Berets, and CIA. SF is still doing amazing things. That's 12 strong. CIA, I don't see that they're doing much good. I think that they're trying to run their own show. DOJ, FBI as well. I think that Las Vegas was probably an ISIS op. A lot of other people do too. And it probably was an FBI entrapment scheme that went wrong. I've worked casinos up there a lot and no video allowed. But let's get back to Schiff. Why is Schiff so making himself look ridiculous and doing parody? Because he's got to, folks. He's got to. The Dems aren't trying to win elections. They're trying to stay out of jail. So recently, and this kind of fits in with Q, and I'm a Q fan, QAnon fan, and that's fine, is a while back, Trump came out and said, Little Adam Schiff, and he said, L-I-D-D-L, Little. And so, you know, he's not misspelling. These are little cues, okay? But I do have a call, so I will, before I get into this, I'll take this call, and then I will get back to, and you can, while I'm taking this, you can Google if you want, the Little with D's, Kids with a Z Foundation. Yeah. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you. I've been listening to you give the list of accomplishments for Trump and wondering if you're going to be putting this on a site where we can print this list out.
Oh, I'm getting it off a site.
Oh, what is the site?
Look up Paul Bedard is an article. I don't know what Washington Examiner.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And that's only a partial list, and that's a little old. So
I thought some of those were a little old. But
you can always look up everything I'm saying. I say that all the time. You can, if you do your homework, you can find everything you can check everything I'm saying. And it's all true.
Okay. I will do some Googling. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening. So somebody else, I hope you're looking up Little Kids Foundation. So what is the Little Kids Foundation? Well, it's real interesting. The Little Kids Foundation is in Adam Schiff's 28th District of California. And you know what it's for? Wait for this. It is for children's massage. Yeah. Yeah. It's the premier organization for infant massage and pediatric massage professionals worldwide. We are dedicated to providing evidence-based touch therapy and education certification to further enhance the lives of infants and children internationally, like in Haiti, you know, where Hillary got the child abductors out. And it's Tina Allen's innovative approach to children's health has allowed her the unique opportunity to educate families and healthcare professionals globally in the many benefits of infant and pediatric massage therapy. John, what was it that Epstein was always having the underage girls do for him at the island? And it was, you're not going to get on the air. I'm trying to tempt him. No, he's not. He's doing his massage. Oh, yeah. Massage. They asked for massages. So I'm a broken old vet. I've been rode hard and put away wet. I go get massages. I got two shoulder surgeries, a hip surgery, a shoulder replacement, hip replacement, ulnar nerve surgery, part of my lung cut out, my back's covered in scars. I got plenty of things wrong. So I'm pretty, and I have some of my black belts are massage therapists at some of the resorts. I'm really pretty familiar with Feldenkrais and all kinds of specialty massage, Reiki, okay? I'm pretty familiar with that. There's molding done in the Apache Sunrise Ceremony. So I'm really pretty up on massage. Had a lot of them, given a lot of them, but never heard of kids massage. And I'm a parent. And you parents out there, would you let your kids go get a massage from an adult stranger? I don't think so. But this is a 501c3, and you know, it's interesting. They've got all these certifications. They've got these cool-looking certifications up, and CIMNT, which is Infant Massage Certification, Little Kids Foundation. So they're certifying themselves, by the way. Oh, and the other one is CPMT, and it's got the same color scheme, blue and green reversed. You know, blue and green, that's eco-friendly massage, I guess. Pediatric Massage Certification, Little Kids Foundation. It's funny because they're just certifying themselves. And, yeah, Adam Schiff is a big member of that. He's got the index and the little finger going up. That's a satanic symbol, folks. And Tina Allen, she is the one running this Heart Touch Project, volunteer massage therapist, children's program director for the Heart Touch Program, specialized education. And then, Joe, I wish I had video on this show, but see, this is a hand symbol with a heart. That's a girl pedo symbol, child crime girl symbol, a heart inside a heart. And if I got any detectives and child crimes working, that you can call in and verify that. You don't have to give your name. Those are logos, the heart inside the heart, going inward, kind of like a six or a nine going in for Christians who are understanding what that's about. That is code for that as well. But again, I have run over, but I will finish this up right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you, talking about Adam Schiff and the Infant and Pediatric Massage Institute. And some of the techniques are, let's try some tomatoes using soft cupped hands, a little more cheese, lightly tap fingers. Now we just wait for a pizza to get nice and hot. Move your hands in circular motions. Pizza. So the massage, the infant massage is saying pizza, as in Pizzagate, as in the entire pizza scandal. So I'm not making this up, folks. This is the truth. And of course, Little Kids has also visited Haiti, as I've said. And they have global programs. This goes into child crimes and illegal slavery. I got a picture here of a little baby sitting in Adam Schiff's chair as well. He also ties into Ed Buck. Ed Buck is the white, big Democratic donor who keeps having black homosexual males found dead at his place. Anyway, and the Standard Hotel helicopter crash. I haven't even gotten into that. Remember those Spec Ops helicopter raids and that Standard Hotel helicopter crash? That ties into this as well. But anyway, Mark, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, I was hoping you'd go deeper, dive deeper into some of the last things you were talking about there. And do we need to send, like, forensic archaeologists down to that Jeffrey Epstein Island to dig up those holes that were filled with the cement? Nobody talks about that either. Only you do.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad. Yeah. So the FBI was real slow getting there, just like they were slow getting in Benghazi. And they dug the imagery shows digging individual holes up, looks like little graves. And then it comes in and they, after they've dug the holes up, they put a tennis court in where there's no need for a tennis court. So yeah, the deep state is real slow moving when it comes all to that. And to go back to your point at the Standard Hotel, yeah, I was going to go into that more is there was a toxic complaint, almost a WMD complaint a while back, because at that Standard Hotel, they had poured a bunch of acid and chlorine down through the pool.
Oh, I wonder what that's all about.
And so that is, you know how the cartel gets rid of all their bodies?
Mm-hmm.
Acid. Yep. And so but the good news is they're panicking. So no, the evidence is being disposed of. The poor babies, murdered infants are not being taken care of. We're trying to do funerals for them. We're certainly, my chaplaincy, christchaplaincy.com, is praying, and we're doing a lot of work in that area. I'm trying to expose all that. But yeah, this is across the board. If I will get this to this in another show, but across the board, I'll have to find the statistics for the child crimes of people being held now accountable. Typically, people don't like to get into that because it's dirty, nasty, and it's not something you can talk about on the air. But Trump is not afraid of a fight, and he has taken that on, just like he's standing up for life at the pro-life rallies every year. But that's a great point, Mark. Really.
And I want to see shift face, shiftless, pencil neck shift staked out over an anthill right next to a whole bunch of others that I've mentioned before, from the Barack Hussein Obamanista to Please Cry for Me Hillary Clintonista to better put some ice on that BJ Billy Clintonista.
Yeah, it's funny how you know, all the left are the ones who are doing all the abuse. Like the most obvious is the antifascista are the total fascists. They are the brown shirts coming out with violence. But of course, you know, it was the Q who was declared the domestic terrorism group, not the Antifa. So, but again, and you said this last week, you know, we are taking back our country. This is all coming out. They're not getting away with it. It is going very, very slowly, but they're really scared. And I think you can see how scared they are by how desperate. I mean, I think Schiff knows how ridiculous he looks doing that parody of that call. But he's got to do something, because if Durham and Barr and Uber and all the attorneys general get the evidence, I just heard that Durham was over in Europe talking to Italy and everything. There are going to be, as Q and the Anons keep saying, there's going to be a lot of indictments. And of course, the Qs say that there's, you know, I don't know, hundreds of sealed indictments. I'm not sure that that's accurate. But again, it's a very slow process, because a lot of it is disclosure and a lot of it is intelligence classified information. But that's a great point, Mark.
Maybe to do it correctly, where the leftist, national socialist, Marxist, Leninist, Stalinist commies can just do whatever they want. They can come out and make up their stories and get the media, you know, echoing all that. And people, you know, the dumb people who are raised in the public school systems believing all this crap garbage.
Yeah, but I think that's starting to change. And yeah, you're right. If you've listened to any of the House videoed, they've just they changed the rules, and then in the middle of the proceeding, they'll change the rules and try and cut off. Jim Jordan is really good getting at that, but I think we're going to see a change coming. I certainly have just pointed out how much change has happened, and I think Trump is very aware, as certainly I am and other whistleblowers are. So, and as a former whistleblower, I don't for a second buy that this is a real whistleblower. I think this is phony, but I also think that Trump has set them up with this totally, and I think they're going to regret this.
I hope so.
But thanks for the call.
We need to take over a few more seats in the House of Representatives to throw out the leftists.
I think we just might do that. I think it's going to be a landslide. I think people have had enough of the left. I think a lot of Democrats, real Democrats, have had enough of that. But anyway, so that is just Schiff. You know, and you can look up the photos of Schiff with Ed Buck. Ed Buck is the white guy who keeps luring for sodomy homosexual black black male prostitutes. You can look up all of the, I can't even say all that stuff on the air. It's too filthy. You know, I got homosexual friends. I got homosexual instructors. That is, I'm not talking about homosexuality. I'm talking about what he's doing. In fact, when they were taking the one body out, there's even a photo of another guy showing up. So he's just been indicted as well. So eventually some of these guys are going to start to talk. And another one we got to talk about in the future is Julian Assange is being treated terribly. And we're afraid that he is going to not make it as well. But I also want to get out, because I'm running out of time, did you hear about the cargo ship owned by J.P. Morgan Chase that was seized by the United States government under Trump with 20 tons of cocaine? J.P. Morgan owned the ship. The U.S. government seized the ship. Now, I've done some pretty big coke seizures. I had 2,000 pounds of coke in my career at one time. I had 10,000 pounds of marijuana. But the organized bankers are really outdoing me. So that is the biggest pop I've ever heard of. That's the organized banking system, folks. Part of the deep state that Trump is taking on. Had you heard about that one, John? No, see? Because again, it's propaganda press that you're hearing about. And for my folks concerned with fentanyl, especially Tom out there in Ohio, the feds announced a seizure of enough fentanyl to kill 14 million people. And this was in Virginia, you know, where, you know, seat of government right there, Old Town, Alexandria, Virginia. Of course, this is coming out of the Chinese. Why? Chinese are getting really desperate. Why? Because they don't have Hillary Clinton feed them intelligence anymore, folks. So again, you don't have to go drinking after my show. This is what winning looks like. We are winning, and the left and the evil ones are scared. The light will outshine the darkness. I got more to get to, but running out of time. Thanks for listening. I know there's a lot of cops and soldiers out there who were communicating with me. I won't name your names or say who you are. You can always call in. Good Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, 10 days of awe starts. Happy New Year to my Jewish friends and family, and I will see you next week.